It's Nick, Jess and Darko. A welcome to the podcast.
How is this for a wild story? Okay, so you're a mum and you're going to your son's wedding.
What a day for you.
Exactly. What a day. But I don't know why you haven't met the bride before, but you
an arranged marriage, perhaps.
Maybe. Marriage. Or a really quick marriage from them.
Even so.
Oh, COVID.
Yes, that's true.
Is this in Australia or one of the strict countries?
No, it's in China.
Of course it is. Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so you get to the wedding and then you look at the daughter, you meet her, and nothing seems too untoward until you look down at her wrist where there is a birthmark. And then you go, do you know what? I had a long-lost daughter that about 25 years ago I lost, and she had a birthmark on her wrist that looked exactly like that. So this mum at her son's wedding goes up to the mum of the bride and says, is this your biological daughter? She says, no, we found her. She was abandoned.
What do you mean? So had this mum...
20-odd years ago.
Abandoned the baby.
So the details on that are sketchy.
Okay.
I don't know what happened.
But she remembers the birthmark.
She remembers the birthmark and says, long-lost daughter. They connect for the first time in over two decades.
Oh, my God, it's her.
But what are the implications of that for the son?
That he's banging his sister.
So,
yeah.
Oh, he's like Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, they're Luke and Leia.
Oh, but no one knew with Luke and Leia. Nobody knew. He knows now. Does he still go ahead with it?
Okay, there's one more.
You've fallen in love. Like, how do you turn that off? Just because surely that turns it off.
Surely.
I was going to say love isn't a light switch. Do you know what I mean? You can't just flick it on and off.
Yeah.
But if I was sleeping with my sister, I think that would flick off pretty quick.
Yeah, that's fair.
So she tells the son. This is a true story, by the way. She tells the son, and there is one final kicker, which makes this a wonderful story.
I love that you've just clarified it's a true story as though you've made it up. And you just wanted to clarify.
We're just coming along with it.
I just wanted to share this tale I made up in my brain. No.
Story time with the kids.
Okay, so the final kicker is the son is exactly what you guys are saying.
Ew.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Wedding's off.
The love of my life, the wedding's off. I can't marry my sister. Not only is it illegal, it's really gross.
It's really gross. Our kids will have, you know,
cooties.
Troubles.
So many cooties.
So many cooties.
So many cooties.
One thing that the mum has never told her son is that he was also adopted.
Shut up.
This mum is an absolute B-I-T-C-H.
So what's happened? She's lost the daughter and then she's found the son.
Yeah, so she's given one up for adoption. It got adopted. And then the son, who's not biological, was adopted, meets her biological daughter.
What are the actual odds? Are there a billion people in China?
More than 1.4.
Holy hell, what are the odds of this? Don't tell me now then the son's biological parents were also at the wedding in some capacity.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
Jeez, what a wild ride of emotions for the son. He's found out he's got a sister, then he's found out he's actually adopted. He had so many questions for his mum, yet he's going to have to go up and get married.
I know, find out on your wedding day, the first time ever that you found out that you were adopted.
Is on your wedding day.
Secondly, do you think for that brief period where he thought he was about to marry his sister, do you think that would have damaged his feelings towards her enough that it would have put a dent in the armor of their love?
Like, you know how it is. You know how it's a common occurrence for, I'm going to be generalistic here, ladies to wake up when their fella's done something naughty in a dream and be really mad in real life?
Yeah.
I feel like it's the same. This thing happened, and although it's not real, I feel like it leaves a mark.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
100%. Yeah. You may now kiss the bride. They'd be like,
you were my sister 5 minutes ago.
Jess's wedding is what's trending. This is our last show before you go off, Jess. You're going to head down to the accommodation tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And then go and become Mrs. Farchione with your dear boy, Angus.
That's right. Saturday, it's all happening. I can't believe the day is finally here. I'm literally jumping out of my skin.
Yes. And look, we just wanted to say, as somebody who's been able to witness it, you know, kind of as a third wheel from the very start, it's been so exciting seeing the joy on your face the first time that you met Angus, right through to the engagement and how happy that you've been in this whole lead up. And it's just so heartwarming for me to be able to see it from the start. And I wish you guys all the best.
Aww.
I cannot wait to see you guys walk down the aisle. The love in each other's eyes. There's going to be so much love in the room.
So much love.
And I just love. And I can't wait. So congratulations. Good luck.
Thank you.
And have the best day.
It's been awesome getting to know you and Angus as well. They've both been very accommodating when I moved to Newcastle last year. I feel like I've known you guys for years, some of my best mates. And I'm so excited for you. You know, like, you've been looking forward to this day for so long. And you actually, to be honest, you haven't been too much of a bridezilla, which
Thank
I'm proud of you about.
Thank you.
I think it's because he did most of the organising.
Literally, I didn't have to lift a finger.
But no, I'm so proud of you guys, and I'm really excited for you guys, and I can't wait to be there and witness it, and we can't wait to be your flower boys as well.
Yes.
It's exciting.
Yes.
Now, there's a few people who also wanted to say a few words, including, you might not know who some of these people are, but to start with, the first voice that you'll hear is a person by the name of Lucas. Can you tell us who Lucas is?
Oh, my God, not Lucas Frank.
Yeah.
Are you joking?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Lucas is, I did exchange in London in my second year of uni, and Lucas is like, those sort of experiences, I know people come home like, oh, I made my best friends. Lucas is like the only friend I've stayed in touch with from that period of time in my life. He's a legend. He lives in Vienna in Austria, and he was my only international guest invited to the wedding. We were texting just last week, and he was like, I was still looking up flights if I could get an exemption to fly from Vienna. Obviously can't. But, oh, Lucas!
And then the rest, I think you'll recognise the voices just from there on. Here you go.
I found a love for me.
This is Radio FM Austria with greetings to Jess and Angus. Unfortunately, I could not make it from Europe to your wedding. I hope, though, that you have a wonderful wedding and an amazing party. Just have the best day of your life. Awesome greetings and all the very best from Lucas.
To think it all started with a tray of party pies. Congratulations, Jess and Gussie.
We are so happy for you both. We can't wait for the wedding and we look forward to celebrating with you.
Love you guys. Let's get
Darling,
it.
Darling, just hold my hand. Your girl, you'll be my man, and I see my future in your eyes.
Ciao Jessica, questi sono mamma e papà. Invio di tutto il nostro affetto e i migliori auguri. Siamo così eccitate per il tuo matrimonio.
Siamo così orgogliosi di te e di tutto quello che hai ottenuto. Hai trovato un uomo, Angus, davvero speciale. We are so happy for the both of you and wish for a lifetime of marital bliss.
Congratulations!
Congratulations. I don't deserve it. You look perfect.
Jess, this has been a fantasy for so long now. About 15 months ago, it became a reality, and we've been dreaming about this day and talking about it ever since. I honestly can't wait to see you walk down the aisle on Saturday and become my wife. I'm so proud to stand by your side and so excited that we get to make it official. Now, I was going to say I'll see you on site for the setup, but we may as well stay consistent. You just enjoy yourself. You know where I'll be. I cannot wait. I love you. Let's do this. We're getting married.
Papa, he's so hot when he's cooking dinner. Angus, Papa, put those olives in the pot.
Oh, that's absolutely done me. Oh, thank you so much for putting that all together.
Well, we just need to say a big thank you to your parents who gave us about 17 minutes of speaking in Italian. Producer Sophie had to edit that down over a course of weeks.
Yeah.
But
Work
we appreciate
out which part
that.
Is where the sentence ended.
Yeah. Just went for matrimonio Angus Speciale.
That makes me very nervous for their speech at the wedding then, if they couldn't take direction.
It's going to be half in Italian, half in English. So
we're going to have to get a translator up there.
Yeah.
Wow, how special. How very, very special. It is. It's amazing to think, I actually have the radio break. that I first mentioned Angus on the radio show, the day after, you might remember McGee.
James Bay.
Very good memory. He organised, it was a sold out bloody concert. We don't know how he did it, but we rolled back into Newcastle about 1 a.m. after a concert on a Wednesday. And yeah. I remember coming on air and saying that was easily the best night of my life. And yeah. this boy went above and beyond. And
yeah.
I don't even really know anything about him, but wow, he just goes above and beyond. And that hasn't stopped from the day we met. And I can't wait to see. People might think I'm joking. He literally, you guys know, but he literally has done everything for this wedding.
And it's just a wonderful human. Like, you just keep waiting for him to crack as a human. Like, there's going to be something wrong with him somewhere.
Yeah,
there's going to be some compensation from the world. But no.
No, no. So it's been wonderful to share our love and our journey with the Hit family and you boys and producer Sophie, because it is... It's my favourite thing to talk about, love and joy, and it's a wonderful thing to share. So,
but you deserve nothing less, Jess.
Thank
You're a wonderful
you.
Person yourself, and to have the perfect person like Angus is the perfect coupling. So I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank
Producer
you,
Sophie's here. She's got a couple of gifts for you.
Thank you. That is a giant bottle of Verve. That is
yes.
Wowza.
We'll drink that at the wedding, hey?
Now,
Ducko, just jump out of ISO. Don't yeah. do
Why
that.
Why not?
We'll come. Get Rocks, the piano man, to kick off again.
Yes.
We'll come shake the bottle. Well,
congratulations.
So much, thank
we
you.
Can't wait. Looking forward to the weekend. We can't wait to see you. Going to look beautiful walking down the aisle. As beautiful as us walking down the aisle.
Absolutely. Yeah. I really do appreciate that you both were like, we don't want to upstage you. Like, I love that you think you have any chance of upstaging me. But try your best.
Ducko has gone missing. Now, if you're wondering why he's gone missing, it's because we set something up. We feel bad for him. He's been in isolation for 12 days now.
That's right. And we know this young man very, very well. And when the sparkle in his eyes starts to dim, Nick and I go, oh, no, that's unacceptable. What can we do? But it is a very unique circumstance being stuck in your own four walls. So Nick and I and producer Sophie put our heads together and we thought, how can we bring a little bit of joy to isolation? I mean, the kids watched everything on Netflix and Stan. He's watched every sport game from what, dating back to 1982?
Pretty much.
To current day. He's done all the home workouts he can. What else is there to entertain this kid and bring some joy back?
And so, Ducko, before we get your reaction, this happened about 5 minutes ago. We've got the recording of it. We've set up an Elton impersonator outside Ducko's
home. He's incredible.
He is absolutely incredible.
Ducko didn't know this was happening. This is his reaction about 5 minutes ago when Elton just started opening up.
Is that something that's on my house?
And now
that's from inside Ducko's home. He is Rock's piano man. He is parked right on the footpath out front of your house. But that must be booming for us to
It was up. Loud. Everyone from my street has come out and like, what is going on? Like, I think someone thought like a partner of mine had done it. Like, Morgan had done it to like serenade me.
No, it's just your co-host, Dan.
Oh, that was awesome, guys. Thank you. He is the best Elton. He looks like Elton John. Spot on. I thought it was Elton.
Oh, this is so good.
Betty and the Jets were just blaring. We were pumping the whole street was coming out. People walking their kids in prams, coming out of their houses, starting to come. We were like in a little dance circle going on. Of course, I was socially distanced. But
yes, you were behind your gate.
I was behind my
you.
Gate.
What's playing right now, Ducko?
No, he's finished now. He's done his two songs. He's finished now. And I was like, it's going to rain. I was like, I've also got
to
get back on the radio. And also,
radio
now everyone in my street knows that I'm the guy who was isolating with COVID on their street. I'm on the radio. But oh, well.
The vision. We did go live on Hit Newcastle on Instagram. I'm sure we're going to save it and you can check it out momentarily. But we do have to say, Ducko, I mean, we reached out to Rock's Piano Man.
He was awesome.
And Generate Entertainment, literally. I mean, you've been in ISO for 12 days, but it was only yesterday we thought, oh, we got to do something for it.
Yeah.
And it was, they literally could not have gotten Elton involved with us quicker. It was
Thank you so much, guys.
You know what I mean? They went, we'll pull out all the stops here to make it happen tomorrow morning.
We were trying to secretly suss your house to see if you had a PowerPoint outside.
I could see when you asked me what room of my house I'm doing the show in and how close it is
like,
to the front.
To be fair, with the volume that Rocks was absolutely wailing on that keyboard, you would have heard it
loud.
From the backyard.
Yeah. It was, I hope no one had young kids who are asleep in the street.
Don't worry, it's past 5 o'clock. You'll be fine. But thank you so much to Generate Entertainment, Newcastle's leading entertainment agency. It's got over 10 years experience, 40 different artists. Head to Generate Ent. So that's jenr8ent.com.au to get your next event plan sorted.
I can tell you right now, they are awesome. If I was welling by myself out there singing, loving it, he's a showman, that guy who's Elton John.
Yes.
They are incredible.
We know that you tested negative for your final COVID test, but for some reason it is mandated that you stay in isolation for another 48 hours. So yeah. We're so glad that Rocks Piano Man and Generate were able to bring a little bit of that sparkle back. Look at that smile.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
So good.
I've got some lead in my pencil, guys. I'm coming out of isolation. Yes.
If you want, I can come around later and play Wonderwall for you as well.
Yeah, play it all, mate. Let it rain. Everyone come over. I mean, Jess is getting married. It's her last show before she leaves. It's this weekend. So, I mean, she wants some marriage advice from the Hit fam, don't you, Jess?
Absolutely. I mean, I've never done this before, and who better to ask than people who have been through it?
Exactly.
And either lived through something that they would like to impart some wisdom, or maybe they were given something just before their day that really has held them in good stead for a fruitful, happy marriage.
And I want to give Angus some advice too. I know he listens to the show.
He does.
Via song, via Billy Joel, who's been married 3 times, but still, it's sage advice.
Oh, I love that. You know, I love expressing oneself. That's nice. I like details. I want to hear.
Just tell her about it, mate.
You know
tell
what's funny? I'm going to sing that to him. Most nights I ask Angus as I'm drifting off to sleep for a couple of sweet nothings.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the adult version of a lullaby almost.
Yeah.
So that's basically that. That's what he's talking about. Exactly. Give her sweet nothings all the time.
Monique and Cessnock, do you have any wedding advice for Jess before she goes off to be Mrs. Farcioni?
I do. How exciting, Jess.
Very exciting, Mon.
Yeah, so look, advice that was given to me was that on your wedding day, do everything together. So when you go and speak to family and friends, when you go and dance, when you go and get a drink, do everything together, because at the end of the day, it's your day and the day goes so quick. And before you know it, if you're not together, you haven't spent any time together. And I just noticed when people were taking photos, even like in, at the after party sort of thing, we were always together and laughing. And it was just, you know, you can see your friends and family any other time, but it's your day. Enjoy it together
and spend
that time together.
Now, my dressmaker has told me that to pee in my wedding dress, I basically have to take it off.
Mm-hmm.
So Angus will be doing the buttons.
Monique said together.
She said together.
Yeah,
she said everything.
You guys go to the bathroom at the same time.
You got to do what you got to do.
You know?
Yes, I'll be.
It's either Angus or it's Nick and I. You know what I mean? So you take your pick.
Flower boy duties aren't over just down the ceremony, you know?
That's on the list of duties.
I'll bring a little whistle. It's time to go to the bathroom, Gilly, wherever we are, assemble.
Mary and Katara, do you have any wedding advice for Jess?
Hi, yes, yeah, my advice for you, Jess, is this advice was given to me by one of our godparents in our wedding, and it really works. Like being honest to each other and tackling everything as a team. Like, if you're honest to each other, nothing could go wrong, because any challenges, you can surpass it.
Super cute. I love tackling everything as a team.
Love it.
That's a nice sentiment.
Emmy in Wall's End, this one is a ripper. Listen up. Emmy, what have you got for us?
Well, I just first of all want to say good morning to everyone there.
Good morning.
Good morning, Emmy.
And also just wanted to say to Jess how happy I am for you. I'm pregnant and emotional, so I might get a bit teary. I've met her a few times, and every time you've been so pleasant and friendly. From what I've seen on socials, Angus seems like a wonderful person, and I'm so happy for you guys.
Thanks, Emmy.
So my advice for you guys is actually for the wedding day itself. Take at least 15 minutes out of your special day following the ceremony. Reflect, soak in everything, those beautiful vows you've said to each other. Just soak in all the happiness. The day goes so quick. Just cherish that moment together of alone. Grab a drink. Before you go off and take your photos, just have some time together. That is like what I took away from my wedding day was just, that was just so special to us. So all the best, Jess. Have an amazing time.
Thanks, darling.
I was given that advice as well. Find yourself a room and just reflect on being surrounded by all the beautiful people. Probably don't just, you know, be naked and squeezing one out at that stage. Just take the time to reflect.
Just be in that moment.
Pre or post pee.
Pee in every toilet you've got on offer at Red Leaf.
Might as well.
Why not?
Take
You're paying for it.
Exactly.
Casey in East Maitland, what have you got for us for wedding advice?
Hey guys, first of all, congratulations, Jess.
Thank you.
I'm a wedding planner and I give this advice to all of my couples, which I learned in pre-marriage therapy. If you are the first one home, you greet the second one home at the door. Lift up your shirts so that your bellies are exposed, if it's possible, and then hug each other until all of the stress is gone. It may take 30 seconds, it may take 5 minutes, but I can guarantee you that it'll just help that connection.
Wow. I've never heard anything like this. A little what's bit of the feeling skin of, to skin.
Yeah, what's the feeling of stress relieving? You know what I mean? Is it like, what's the, how do you, you know?
Well, basically, your bodies just completely relax into each other. You know, right. You can stand back and smile and everything, but it's skin-to-skin contact is the most important part, as it's kind of like that sort of skin-to-skin bonding.
Yeah.
And, you know, I notice a difference when my husband and I miss it. You know, if we miss a day or something like that, you just kind of go, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Casey.
I'd imagine, Jess, correct me if I'm wrong, Casey, I'd imagine it's like the feeling of doing a good number two. You know what I mean? It's the complete relief of hugging each other skin to skin.
Why
and you sort
is
of just at the door.
Beautiful romantic segment turned what? Into a lot of bathroom. I know I took us there with the whiz, but. Yeah.
I can take it away from there if you like, but the advice my uncle gave me.
Yeah.
Pulled us away from our recovery barbecue, took us outside to tell us, not a word of a lie, my Uncle Hunter. And I don't, have you got a pen?
Yeah.
You're going to write this down?
Okay.
This is the most important piece of advice
talk
I got
slowly.
At my wedding.
Yep.
Diversify your lawn. Go to Bunnings, get one of those diversified seed packs.
What does that mean?
And it'll be that longevity and the robustness of your lawn will be improved.
What?
Yeah. Well, it's probably more of a one for Angus, because if you don't have a good diverse lawn, you're not staying with him. You know what I mean? Like, if he doesn't have a good lawn.
Oh, totally. I mean, that's what got me to his house in the first place,
exactly,
you know?
Exactly right.
His diverse lawn.
His diverse lawn. Angus and I made some decisions last night about extending your role at the wedding, the flower boy role. I did ask you, was it yesterday? Two days ago?
2 days.
We'd love you to be involved. As I'd mentioned, the MC gig was filled. Speeches are already probably long enough.
Mm-hmm. But you're still doing a toast. Like, I can still make a toast, you know, voluntary go up there and open mic vibe, right?
You know what? We've allocated time for impromptu speeches at about 11 p.m. So listen out for the call.
I'll be ready.
Yeah, be ready at 11. But no, so we just really wanted to round out your flower boy role.
Yeah.
And of course, the crux of it, what song you're going to walk down to.
Oh, brilliant.
Because I think you need
your Because I don't know if you know, but this weekend is our moment.
100%.
It is our moment. This is about us now, Jess.
Yeah. I've hired another videographer just to focus on you, like a Nick and Ducko cam.
This could really tip me up into the 5K followers territory on Instagram.
Oh, if this doesn't do it, Ducko, no budget smuggler shot will. Exactly. So we were spitballing some ideas, Angus and I. We both actually, almost at the same time, said, oh, what's that one that goes, huh, Diana Ross and Lionel Richie? And
you want this vibe?
Well, I just think it's romantic. I think it's dramatic. And I think you both could play, you know, one of you's Lionel, one of you's Diana.
Oh, yep.
I'm Diana, shock.
Obviously, you're Diana. We'll get you the wig and all.
Oh, wait, here we go.
I feel like the flair of which you can throw and toss your petals really matches the melody. Could really work well. Another suggested response, again, leaning into the fact there's two of you, one of you is Simba, the other Nala, walk down to this.
Oh, this is great.
This is great. You reach into your basket.
And then the crowd can do all the oohs.
And you toss. And they...
Yes.
I love the crowds doing the oohs.
I can, like, even pretend to lick myself like a giant cat.
You absolutely could. You could groom each other like lions do.
Yeah.
I think Simba and Nala actually smooch in there, so
we can
just interpret.
Yeah,
whatever you need.
Can we get some Timon and Pumbaa offside?
Absolutely, we could. Absolutely. I mean, producer Sophie doesn't have a role, so, I mean, she can play both.
She could be Timon.
She could be Timon.
She's tiny.
But this is the thing. We thought, what are we doing speculating ourselves? We're idiots. We went to the Masters. We went to the two boys who are singing and playing the music. Two of Newcastle's best musicians, Jerome and Committee.
Yeah.
And we said, boys, firstly, we've got flower boys. They weren't aware. We're like, little change to the run sheet here.
Spanner in the works.
Spanner in the works.
Male flower girl, please.
Sorry. We've got a flower boy and a male flower girl.
Yeah.
And they said, mate, they both agreed, you can't go past Shania.
From this moment, life has begun.
You step out of the modesty curtain.
I actually think I might cry walking down with Pendleton.
I think it could be the most beautiful thing at the wedding.
Can I? Do you mind if I get about halfway down, then pick up a big handful of petals and pull them over my face like it's a shower of petals?
Yes, like you're doing a Magic Mike show and you've got the water bottle.
Yeah.
Maybe I could bring a personal fan duck on. You could do that and I could blow some petals towards you.
Yes. Maybe you could be wearing the Marilyn Monroe. No, that's white. A different coloured Marilyn Monroe dress. And yeah, you could do the big gutter.
I
over
like
the
that.
Grate,
yeah,
you
the
know?
How many Marilyn blue dress.
Yes.
How many petals are we getting and how many would you like us to throw at a time? Well, you know, I need to get my ratios right. I want to use them all halfway.
Yeah, I love your thinking. Oh, yeah. You don't understand how much joy that question just gave me, that you're thinking about the logistics.
Oh, yeah.
I had to contact the florist and go, also, another spanner in the works for you. I need double the rose petals, please. And she went, yep, no worry. So I don't have an exact quantity, but it will be plentiful. We don't want you running out. I don't want any stingy, you're picking out three at a time. No, I want clumps.
Okay.
Because I'm walking after you. Do you know what I mean? So I need
it's a
you
long
to,
walk, isn't it?
It's a decent walk. I'd say it's about 35 metres.
Maybe, Gilly, I could get on your shoulders or like I could get on your back point, and we could do it together at some point. You know what I mean? You could carry me in your arms at some point.
Yes.
That's
the
not bad.
The honeymoon carry or the fireman lift.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Didn't you miss out on doing the... What's the movie with the dancing?
Oh, Dirty Dancing.
Didn't you miss out on doing that lift at your own wedding?
Yeah, because Georgette was pregnant.
And you didn't want to risk it?
We could
chance.
Do it. You could lift me, baby.
My goodness.
You'd be. I know you're good at planking, Ducko.
I'll be planking all over you, big boy.
It's all just about stiffness.
Yeah. Oh, it is, Jess. Trust me, it is. So, and Jess, am I you walk down that path? Am I good to get up there in front of the celebrant and twerk? Or is that a touch too far?
Look, I don't know. The Jerome and Committee, very talented boys. But I don't know how well you can transition Shania into Cardi B for you to whap, doll.
So there's no whapping.
There's no whapping. You know, I don't ask much of you. I've been very chill with this whole thing. But my one request would...
I don't clean, but let me tell you, I got
what were you saying, Jess?
Gobble me, swallow me, drip down inside of me, jump out for you, let it get inside
I'm whapping in the screen right now, Jess. You can get this at your wedding.
You
see this?
Better at that.
I know. I can really... I've been in ISO for 2 weeks, doll.
I think I'm coming around to the tour now.
Very exciting, guys, because the Wiggles, they're coming to town performing at the Newey Ed Centre Wednesday, April 21 for their We're All Fruit Salad tour. And we are joined right now by my favourite Wiggle, the Red Wiggle, Simon. Good morning, mate.
Yeah, morning, guys. How are you going?
Oh, brilliant, Simon. First question, what fruit are you in the fruit salad?
Yeah, I'm red. My colour's red, so I've got to go with strawberry, I think.
Yeah.
Strawberry's a sweet and... a little bit plump, and I feel a bit like that at the moment.
You had a good Easter?
I had a good Easter, and you've just had a child as well, haven't you, Simon?
Yeah. Ash is 3 months old now, so we're right in the thick of it. We just all went on New Zealand tour together. We spent a month in New Zealand, so we all did that as a family, Lauren, Ash, and myself. So we've had a great time.
And how was that, going to tour as well after the year that was COVID? I mean, of course, it's still around, but no performances last year. How was it going and touring again?
Yeah, look, it was amazing. And, I mean, New Zealand's a beautiful place and it was just great to get that back on the road again. But it was a shock to the system doing 3 and 4 shows a day after not having done many shows for 12 months. But, it was great to get back on the road and we can't wait to head around Australia and get to Newcastle.
Did you have to train sort of, Simon? Well, you know, athletes, when they come off, you know, a bit of time off or whatever, you've got to get back into it. Is it the same with musicians? You guys are so animated and there's so much dancing and, you know, crowd involvement sort of thing. I can imagine it would have been like, oh my God, I've lost all my match fitness.
Totally. You know what? I should have. after the first song and the first show, I thought, oh, wow, okay. No, we were doing bits leading. We were rehearsing and everything leading up to it. But we had to spend 2 weeks in quarantine beforehand. So we were quite limited to what we could do in our little studio rooms.
Yeah.
And if there's one thing I know about newborns, it's that you have plenty of time to exercise and plenty of time for yourself.
Yeah, just sleeping, exercising, just thinking about me the whole time.
Now, I'd really like to know about how you guys go about writing all the stuff you do, because somebody dropped that Rihanna hasn't released an album since 2016 and she might this year. But in that time, since Rihanna released her last album, the Wiggles have done 11 albums.
Oh, wow.
How do
keep
you
up, Rihanna. Come on, darling.
Yeah.
Come on.
How
Wiggles
do you guys write so prolifically?
I know. People have got to, they've got to keep up, don't they? But look, you know, Anthony really is the driving force behind it all. And we're always just thinking about our audience and what our audience, everything's new for our audience. Tying your shoelaces is new for your audience. Washing your hands is new for our audience. So it's getting in the mindset of children, actually thinking about what's new for them, and then exploring different styles of music. Anthony's got this crazy knowledge of music from all over, different cultures and all over the place and different eras. And so we kind of tap into all sorts of things, which is over the years we have, you know, bagpipes, banjos, accordions, rock music. Like, it's kind of, you know, eclectic and a bit of everything, which is part of what the Wiggles do to introduce as much music and different music to children as possible.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
Yeah, right. Is there a genre that you haven't touched on? Like, I haven't heard a Wiggles metal song yet.
No, that's right. But maybe we just get out the saucepans and the fry pans and start bashing them around. But
yeah. Oh, don't give the children ideas, Simon. It's still school holidays. Let's not put that in their heads.
Yeah. Now, Simon, this might be very selfish of me, but I've got 3-year-old twins, and I've actually recently started a kids group.
Yes.
At sort of, you know, aspiring to one day be anything like remotely the smallest portion of the Wiggles. But
yep.
Do you have any advice for somebody who's starting out and trying to make it in the kids' music world?
Well, I think it is, like I was saying, with the it is thinking about your audience and actually working out and communicating with your audience as best as you possibly can. And not, you know, I think the success of the Wiggles over 30 years is the fact that we are honest with our audience. We don't talk down to our audience, and we just treat them as individuals and want to just tell them the story and tell them stories. But, you know, and also put on top of that some bright colours and you'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah, bright colours they do have. Yes.
Yeah, we're waiting to get sued by you guys because we are wearing, like, block colour T-shirts.
Yeah,
you've got
right.
a pink in there, you know, the Wiggles, and a pink, you're fine.
T-shirts are a much smarter idea.
Oh, the skivvy.
Skivvy turtlenecks, too warm sometimes. We're in perfect weather for them now, though. But, Simon, I did see when you guys were in New Zealand, you got Richie McCaw. Of course, they're god over there. Former All Blacks captain, World Cup winner, up on stage with you, and he played the bagpipes. Now, when you come to Newcastle, April 21, who are we going to see? Andrew Johns pop up with you? Like, do you have a guest at every location?
Yeah, well, that's right. Maybe we should get Andrew Johns to come up. I'm not sure if he plays the bagpipes or not, but who knew that Richie McCaw plays the bagpipes?
Sensational.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything he can't do, is there? I mean, he's a lovely guy. And, you know, to achieve what he's achieved, and he's so nice and down to earth. And we had a great day with him in Christchurch.
Well, Ducko, I mean, you want to offer any skills there to jump up with the Wiggles?
I can play the triangle for you.
Triangle sensational. You've been in isolation for 14 days, Al. How have you not picked up an instrument in that amount of time?
I don't know. I've let everyone down. I've let myself down. This is my big audition for the Wiggles. I'm sorry.
Get the saucepans out. Get the saucepans out.
Yeah, quickly tell Anthony to start writing that song and we can get the saucepans out.
Well, make sure you check him out. Heading to Newcastle on April 21st. If you want a double pass right now, give us a buzz, 13 10 60. Simon, it's been an absolute pleasure. Have a great gig, and we're looking forward to the Wiggles coming here.
Yeah, thanks guys, we can't wait. Lovely to talk to you.
You too, Simon. I've got my saucepans here for you as well. Just
yeah, great. Oh, there we go, perfect.
I'm in the Wiggles, guys. Yes, yes, the sun is shining, the birds are chirping. What a day to win $10,000. 30 seconds, 10 questions, all starting with the same letter. Have to take your first answer. You can't use the same one twice, and if you're unsure, you can pass. We'll come back if there is time. Stepping up today from Gateshead is Brittany. Good morning, Britt.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, we are great, Brittany. We want to give you 10 grand. It's been a short week. We're still on a high from Easter.
Yeah.
But this will just keep us kicking
sugar
along.
Yeah.
And I love these omens, boys. You know, I love when this happens.
Because Jess got the first 10K with Jay, so.
That's right. Mm. Can Brittany do it with B? It's B, Brittany.
Oh, I hope so. I really want 10,000.
Very good. Yeah. Lock it in your brain, okay? B.
Yep. All right, I've got it.
Good girl. Your time will start after the first question for $10,000. Starting with the letter B, we need you to name something you wear.
Bra.
A plant.
Bonsai.
A hairstyle.
Bun.
A type of party.
Bus party.
A TV show.
Pass.
A politician.
Pass.
A verb.
Or pass.
An electronics brand.
Pass.
An element on the periodic table.
Pass.
Something loud.
Bang.
TV show.
Oh, just in time with the bang, which means $50 is all yours, Brittany. Well done.
Thank you.
Got through all 10. Well done. That's an effort in itself. TV show could have been Bold and the Beautiful, Baywatch, Brady Bunch, A Politician, Barack Obama, Bob Hawke, Bill Shorten, A Verb, Ben, Buy, Bring, Bounce, an electronics band, Bose, Beats, an element in the periodic table, beryllium or boron.
Oh, of course, boron.
Boron. Come on, Brett. Boron. Brett. You're kicking yourself.
How do we not go through our periodic table last night?
One of the inert gases, guys. That's one of my favourites.
Oh, one of the inerts.
Yeah.
Very good.
I'm going to put in for those to be removed, those questions.
I second
Brett.
That.
10K, Alpha Bucks will play again tomorrow, of course. $1,000 up for grabs with Meg and Pez. And S for spray tan booths, now included in the Planet Fitness Platinum membership. And remember how we said Taylor Swift's got a new song out, guys?
Yeah.
Well, here it is. We're pushing Planet right now.
We what?
Pushing play, I believe he said first and both times.
I've been inside for 14 days, all right?
I'll leave you.
It's called Mr. Perfectly Fine, which I am not on hit.